this was inevitable. Like, people were going to come here. You know, I don't like. Yeah, I put a bit of a call out to some people, but people were going to come here anyway. You know, this is the natural thing for people to do. It's the community thing with Munster rugby fans. It's always been there, with a core of hardcore supporters. Is the sense of community and the sense of family, and this is home for them. You know, this is home for us, for all of the Munster fans. So, a moment like this, you know, the natural thing is to come here to pay respects and to leave a tribute to one of our greatest leaders. You know.
And it's nice to see that so many are coming out. It's not exactly the nicest day, but I have a feeling even if there was thunder and lightning, you'd have plenty of people out here paying the respects to a man who's an integral part of the Munster story.
He's so well respected, and so massively respected as a player and as a coach, as a leader, as a man of the community. And it's fantastic, like the variety of the tributes. So there's an Ireland jersey up there. I mean, he had 62 caps for his country. There's Shannon jerseys. There's a St. Munchen's jersey. I mean, he was a massive schools player, a huge schools player. So to see the that he had that lasting legacy, not just for Munster and not just for Ireland, but all the way through as a club man and as a schools rugby player as well. And that, of course, people will come and they'll come out in the rain, and because he was that kind of guy, he had that kind of impact on the people around him and the people he played with.
As you mentioned, the schools rugby, club rugby, kind of maybe elements of rugby that have been forgotten about a little bit in the professional era. You know, he straddled the amateur professional era as well.
Yeah, I mean, in Limerick it's still, club rugby isn't getting the crowds that it used to. Schools rugby still does, because, you know, schools still have their own crowds, but amongst, I keep going back to this idea, this core supporters, and amongst the core rugby community, there is still a very much an appetite for it, and there's people still draw their lines by their club. First and foremost, and then by Munster and Ireland afterwards. But
come here, Dan. What's your personal memory of Anthony Foley?
Meeting him in a bar after he had released the book, and in the book he references my father, because Dad coached him under 20s, and I said something like, you know, that was a lovely touch, very nice thing to say about Dad. Yeah, man, he's a cookie. So it was this grudging, I paid him a compliment, but he's still young Munsters, this was the kind of thing. And that's another thing about him. Actually, my favourite ever personal memory of him was 2006, after the Heineken Cup was won. We're arriving back, the parade is going on, and he's giving a speech up at the top. Couldn't get into Eddie O'Sullivan's Ireland team if he had walked on water first. Couldn't get in. And his phone rang while he's giving a speech, and he kind of stopped. He looked down at his pocket where the phone was. He says, "That'll be Eddie now, at last." And so you forget that he, you know, as well as being this passionate guy, and that's what people keep talking about, is this passion and determination and heart and teamwork and all that. You'd almost forget he was also a very witty, clever man. He was a funny, dry, humorous guy. Didn't come across much because he didn't like press, but he was that guy, and you know, he was a spectacular character, both personally and professionally. You know,
the job itself, Munster. I mean, he took over at it a difficult enough time, but he was never going to turn it down. It was his lifelong ambition to coach his province, and he put literally his heart and soul into it. And I'm sure on the bad days he took that home with him.
No question. I know the man very, very well, like a handful of meetings with him is all, but from what I understood of him, that passion, that's not something you can switch off. So and you have it. That passion is great when you're winning, and when you're losing, it's a curse. So and it doesn't go away. So yeah, of course he carried it around with him. It went everywhere he did. So when the team wasn't doing well, a man who bled for Munster, literally bled for Munster for over a period of years, would not have been able to take that easily, you know.